The get to the wife, in which case the get, the gerushin only takes effect when the shliach lahilacha delivers it to the wife. Or the Yisha can appoint a shliach lekabbalah that we have in later parochim. The Yisha can appoint a shliach lekabbalah, the husband can give the get to the shliach lekabbalah, in which case she'll become a gureshis right away. When the husband gives the get, either the husband or the shliach habal gives the get to the shliach ha'isha, so the get, the gerishin only takes effect when the shliach lahilacha delivers it to the wife. Or the Yisha can appoint a shliach lekabbalah that we have in later parochim. The Yisha can appoint a shliach lekabbalah, the husband can give the get to the shliach lekabbalah, in which case she'll become a gureshis right away. When the husband gives the get, either the husband or the shliach habal gives the get to the shliach ha'isha, so the minute the shliach is mekabel a get, the shliach lekabbalah is mekabel a get, so the wife becomes mugoreshes right away. So this parak is talking about a case ha'sholech get le'ishta. The husband appointed a shliach lo'halocha to deliver the get to the wife, and up until the time that the get is delivered, she's still married, she's not yet divorced. So what's the din ha'sholech get le'ishta? The husband gave the get to the shliach to deliver to the wife, and then v'higia b'shaliach, and the husband happens to bump into the shliach. Not that he runs after him on purpose, he just coincidentally, he bumps into the shliach and he says, oh, you didn't give the get yet. So he says, I changed my mind, don't give the get. So he's not supposed to give it. Oh, sheshalach achrov shaliach, or if the husband sends someone specifically to chase after him and tell him to hold his horses, he shouldn't give the get. The Amalai, and he tells the shliach, either the messenger tells the shliach, or the husband tells him in person, does make a difference. Get shenasati lucha batalu, the get that I gave you to deliver to my wife, I backed out. Don't deliver the get. So the din is I raise a bottle. Obviously, the shliach is not allowed to deliver the get. The din is that a shliach sheshina b'shlichusoi. Let's say I send the shliach to give the get to my wife. Not in New York, anywhere, but I don't want to be embarrassed, I don't want anybody in New York to know. Give the get in Idaho, get my wife somewhere else, not in New York City. Mm-hmm. And if he gives the get in New York City, so it's no good, even though I appointed him as a shliach to deliver the get, but if I make conditions only under such, only give the get in the daytime, not in the nighttime, whatever conditions I make. So if the shliach is shina b'shlichusa, he violates the instructions that I gave him, even though the basic instructions he is following. He just doesn't follow the details. That's also the shlichus is bottle. So the Mishnah has in such a case, I raise a bottle, the get is no good. Or, what if Kida makes a lishtoi? The husband sends a shliach to go deliver the get to the wife. And somehow the shliach got lost. The shliach is going by horseback, and the husband went by plane. So the husband goes to his wife, and he meets the wife before the shliach got a chance to give the get. So he says, Kida meets all ishta. Kida means he rushed. He hurried to go to his wife. Oh, sheshalach etzlo shaliach. Oh, he made a phone call. Okay. Shain. Oh, he sent a messenger. He made a phone call. And he got a message to the wife before the shliach had an opportunity to give it a get. And he tells the wife, I want you to know the get sheshalach divacha, the get that's on its way that the shliach wants to give, I hereby declare that it's batalhu. I changed my mind.
Phone call would be good.
He says, I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. He didn't notify the shliach that he shouldn't deliver the get. He just tells the wife, I changed my mind, I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. So the din is, harei zeh batal. It's also no good. The get is no good. But the shliach wasn't notified, doesn't matter. Since the husband, there's a din of asi dibur, right? As long as the shliach didn't deliver the get yet, so the minoy ha-shliach is that the husband appointed a shliach to deliver the get, Minah shliach is only an expression of das. The husband expressed his desire that the shliach should deliver the get. So that's what we call dibur. That's not called a maisa. The maisa is when you do an action that causes, it takes effect right away. When the husband gives the get to the wife, the get takes effect. Here, he didn't give the get, he gave the get to the shliach to deliver to the wife. So that, even though there's activity, there's a maisa, he had the ksivas haget and the mesiras haget to the shliach rishon to deliver it to the isha. That's called dibur. That's not called the maisim. We have a klal in kiddushin, osi dibur, omavatl dibur. A person expresses his desire, his das on something. He has a right to change it later on. Let's say we're negotiating, I'm selling real estate, I'm selling television, selling automobiles. I say, I'll sell you the real estate for $500,000. And then we start to negotiate, and then I see that you're a very wealthy person. I decide I want to hold you up for more money, so I want $750,000. So he calls, Mom, we didn't make the kinyan. I can back out. It may be improper to back out. The Gemara has... Okay, the Gemara has rules and regulations. When is there an Isser? When is there an Isser ben Adam l'Chaveiro for backing out? But it's not Gzela. I can say, I changed my mind, I don't want to sell it, period. I changed my mind, I want to charge more money. Do me something. So calls man, the kinyan wasn't made. That's called Osi Dibur. I expressed one das originally. I can change my mind later, unless it's chalaret. Even after Tekadei Dibur. Or let's say the Gemara has the following case. Let's say a man gives a ring to a girl, and he says, Hareat Mukudesh Esli, but not now. He's busy, he's in the middle of college, he didn't graduate yet. He gives her, he's a senior in college, he gives her the Kesef Kiddushin. The Kiddushin should be Chal the end of June, when he's finished with all his finals, or the beginning of September, when he has a job, whatever. The Kiddushin should be Chal L'Acha Lamed Yom, after 30 days. And then over the summer he changes his mind, or she changes her mind, somebody changes their mind. So the Gemara says in that case also, it may be highly improper to back out, but the Gemara says either he or she, strictly speaking, can back out and the Kiddushin will not take effect, even though it's after Kedei Dibur. Terch Kedei Dibur, you can back out from Mekach HaMemka. Let's say if I made Kiddushin, if I give a ring and I say Hareya Mekodeshesli, then neither I nor the girl can back out even Terch Kedei Dibur. Special din in Gitmi Kiddushin, you cannot back out even Terch Kedei Dibur. But that's only if I say Hareya Mekodeshesli, or I give a get to my wife and say, Hariat Mugoresh is Mimani. So then you cannot even back out Terch Kedei Dibur. Chazara Terch Kedei Dibur, that's the Gemara in the end of Nedarim. The Gemara says, Chazara Terch Kedei Dibur only works in Didi Mamanis, in Nedarim, and Shavuos, but Gitim Kiddushin it doesn't work. But what if a man gives a Kiddushin to the girl, he gives a ring and says, Hariat Mugoresh is Li, in another 3 months? So then either he or she can back out Terch Hazman, calls man that if the Kiddushin didn't take effect yet. Either party can back out, because that's the Gemara calls that with this expression, Osi Dibur, or Mavatl Dibur. Dibur means Das. It's later Das, cancels the earlier Das.
It was only intent.
So she's not married, huh?
But what is she? If she not engaged either?
Nothing.
Yeah. Engaged? Okay. A broken engagement?
She's an Erison?
No. Erison means Kiddushin. In modern Hebrew, we say Erison means to get engaged. But in Halacha, Erison means Kiddushin. When he gives the ring and says, Hariyat Mu'ureses, then she's married. He just got engaged, he's only engaged. So here he breaks the engagement. But he gave her a ring and said, Hariyat Mu'ureses. He didn't say, Hariyat Mu'ureses li me'achshav. He said, Hariyat Mu'ureses li lacha gimel chadoshim. So Toich HaZman of the gimel chadoshim, either he or she can back out and break the engagement and goodbye.
He says Stam, it's right away.
Yeah, if you just say Hariyat Mekudesh Esli B'Tabazu, it means right away, unless you say explicitly. They'd even take it a deep, he cannot back out. But if he says Hariyat Mekudesh, let's say a man gives a get to his wife, he wants the get to take effect in another 3 months. So then the din is either he or she can back out. Well, she can't back out because you don't need Dasa Isha for the get. You can give the get Bal Korcha, but the Baal can back out from the get, the husband can back out from the get, up until the time that the get is going to be Chal. Then if he backs out from the get, even if he's a Kayan, he's permitted to remain married with the wife, because there's nothing. There was no get. It never took effect. There was nothing with nothing. It wasn't even a Maisa Gerishin. It's not that there was... We have a Din of Recha Get that we learned already. Din of Recha Get is, if a man did a Maisa Gerishin, it looks like a get, smells like a get. Recha Get smells like a get. What does it mean? A man gave a get to his wife, and he said, Hareat Mugoresh is Memeni, I'm divorcing you that I don't have to support you, I don't have to take care of you, but I don't permit you to marry anybody else. But there is no such thing. What do you mean? You're divorced that I don't have to support you, but you can't go marry, so that there's nothing, the get is not chal, he's still mechuyif to support his wife, but that's a pasuk in Chumash, that's called the re'ach haget. Since he did a ma'isa gerushin, even though it was utterly ridiculous, it clearly was not chal, it didn't take effect. So the din is that if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to remain married with his wife. Now he has to give her a real get, a kosher get, because he's not allowed to live with his wife. So we say, when do we say that we call that a Maisa Gerishin, even though it's not Chal? That's such a crazy case. I give you a get, you're not married to me, but I don't permit you to marry anybody else. So that's at least called a Maisa Gerishin. But if the man gives a get, he gives a get, he says he doesn't want it to take effect till later. So that's not even a Maisa Gerishin, till it comes 3 months later. And if he backs out in the middle, so it comes out there never was a Maisa Gershon. There was nothing with nothing. So even if he's a Kohen, the Mishnah says later, he's permitted to remain married with his wife.
It is only a declaration of intent. No,
that's what it means. The halacha considers it only even though exactly the halacha considers it a declaration of intent. It's more than that. He gave her a get or he gave a kiddushin, and he said after 3 months or after 30 days it should take effect. So when it comes 3 months, he's not going to have to give again. He's not going to have to say again Hareh Mukudesh or Hareh Megoresh. Then it'll be considered a ma'isa kiddushin. But right now the halacha considers it only intent. It's only considered. That's why the Gemara says, "Asi dibur, o mevatel dibur." We say that what he said before was only a dibur. Dibur means intent. Hot, hot and zin. He's thinking. So the later intention can cancel the earlier intention. So that's. Let me just finish. So that's what the Gemara says is pshat over here in this Mishnah. A man appoints a shliach to give a get to his wife, or a man appoints a shliach to give get kesef kiddushin to a girl, whatever the case happens to be. Calls man that the shliach didn't do the job, he didn't give the kesef kiddushin over to the isha, he didn't give over the get to the isha, we consider it only das. He appointed a shliach, nothing was chal yet. Well, he appointed a shliach, but the shliach didn't do anything yet. The shliach is empowered to give the kiddushin, he's empowered to give the get, but he didn't do anything yet. So the halacha says the husband can always back out later from the minu hashlichus, based on this principle, osi dibur, or mevatel dibur. The shliach doesn't even know. Let's say the husband, before they had telephones and they had faxes and they had telegrams, let's say the shliach is going to travel to California to give the get to the wife, or the shliach is going to travel to Florida to give the kesef kiddushin to the girl. Then I appoint the shliach to go do it, and he goes, I have no way in the world to notify the shliach or the isha that I changed my mind. I just get up in shul and I announce in front of 100 people that I changed my mind. I have charote. I sent the shliach to go be mekadosh and isha. I changed my mind. So even though the shliach is never going to go, the shliach will never know. The shliach is going to go deliver the kesef kiddushin, and the girl will think that she's married. And the shliach is going to give the get, and the woman will think that she's divorced. If the husband announces now that he changes his mind, then we ascertain later that he backed out from the shlichus before the shliach actually fulfilled the mission. So the din is that he has the ability to cancel the shlichus. I's going to come out of takola. Yeah. The woman is going to think that she's divorced. And she's going to go marry someone else, and the children are going to be mamzer. What can you do? That's a problem. We have to do something about it. The mission is going to record what we did about it. The mission is
going to specify time though. I mean, they give him no, a station, no. He should be able to get there. I mean, how long do you have to wait? Let's say he does it 2 weeks later, and he could have got there in that time.
It makes some difference.
We have to ascertain, did he already give the get, or did he not give it?
How do you know? You haven't got no...
So we're going to have to write down the date and the time. We'll have to find out later on. When did the shliach deliver? And see which came first. If the husband backed out before the shliach delivered, even though the shliach didn't know, and the woman didn't know, and it's really the fault of the husband because he sent them out of town, and it takes forever till he gets there, and it's not really their fault. Nonetheless, the husband has the ability to back out from the minui hashliches because of this principle, osi dibur o mevatel dibur.
But there are that have to be before bezdin or just a public announcement, a legal statement.
No, it doesn't really make sense that he has to do it in front of a bezin. Where do we dig up an idea? The Mishnah says he has to say it in front of a bezin. So Taisus points out that doesn't really make any sense at all. Where did he get a bezin from? Since when do you need a bezin when you want to back out? Did I need a bezin when I appointed the shliach? I didn't need a bezin. It's even a machlekes. We learned, I think, the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlekes. When you give the get to the isha, you have to give it in the presence of Eidim. If you give it bein ola bein on, there's no Eidim watching. So the Gemara seems to say that it's no good. That's what we call Eidus l'kiyum adover. If there aren't two Eidim watching when you give over the get, so it's not valid. The same by Chasana. You have to have two Eidim watching under the chuppah when he gives over the ring. Eidim kiddushin. If you don't have Eidim kiddushin, so the whole kiddushin is no good. So there's even a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, do you require Eidim when the husband appoints a shliach? Some Rishonim hold that you don't. The Rambam holds. Some Rishonim. The Rambam is more than some Rishonim. The Rambam's opinion is that you don't even need Eidim when the husband appoints a shliach. to deliver the get. You only need Eidim when the get is handed over to the woman. That's called the Dovah Shebi'erva. When the husband appoints a Shlich, there's no need for Eidim. And the Raiva disagrees. He interprets the Mishnah. He says you do need Eidim when the husband appoints a Shlich. But where you certainly don't need a Bezdin when the husband appoints a Shlich. So why should you think that you need a Bezdin to undo the appointment of the Shlich? The Mishnah says you do. Mishnah says if he wants to cancel the appointment of the Shliach, he has to cancel in front of Bezdin. So Taisa says that was a takana de Rabbanon. That was a takana Rabbanon that it should, at least it should have a little piercing. Stami is going to tell two people, no one will ever find, it may turn out that it will be Gora Takola. They'll never even find out in the future that he backed out, and the woman will think that she's allowed to remarry and so on, or the woman will think that she's married and she won't go out with anybody else, and she'll find out 25 years later that she was never married to this guy. So Tesis claims that itself was a takana d'rabbanan, when he wants to back out from the appointment of the shliach, that you need a bezin. But Mikra Adin, you certainly don't need a bezin. You certainly don't need a bezin.
It seems to me that we are saying that the ksivas aget is a haskulis masa agerish.
Mm-hmm.
There was a maisa,
right. So we don't consider that a maisa because it doesn't. It's only called a maisa when it's the gemar, when it really makes the chalos, when it takes effect. Just the ksivas aget is the haskulis agerish.
If you finish,
still it's only yet.
The world, the mikudesh is present time. How you can postpone it for the future?
You mean grammatically? How can you do it? Are you asking the halacha? You're asking the grammar, the diktuk?
Present time.
It's tonight.
You can use it in the future. I hereby marry you as of 3 months from today, as of a month from today. Why not?
It's tonight.
The Gemara even has, you can be mafrish chala lachazman. Let's say the balabasta is making dough. In order to bake challah, cake or cookies, whatever, she wants to be mafish challah. And for some reason or another, she doesn't want the hafroshes challah to take effect now. She wants it to take effect in 3 days from now, for some reason or another. So you can even do that. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote those dinim. Sometimes we recommend that lachatchila, to do the act of hafroshes challah now and say it should take effect at a later time. Next month, it should take effect next month. Some things you cannot do lachalamad yom. Let's say you'll do chalitza.
You'll
do chalitza and you say, I want the chalitza to take effect next month, not now. So that's not valid. The chalitza either takes effect now or doesn't take effect at all. The Rambam points out, whenever you have a maisa where you can make a tanai, let's say I give a get. So I can make a tanai on the get. The get should only be chal if it rains tomorrow. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, the get should not be chal. I can be mekadesh ala tanai. Harei mekudesh isli if it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow, the kedushin is not chal. So whatever you have whenever you have a pa'ula that brings about a halois, where you have the ability to be matal tanai, you can make a tanai. So then you can make lachalamid. I can postpone the halos till later. Included in the parish of tanai is the ability to postpone the halos till later. But let's say by chalitza, where you cannot be matal tanai, you cannot say I'm doing the chalitza on the condition that she pays me $50,000. In the event that she doesn't pay me for the services rendered for performing an extortionist. If she doesn't pay me the money, then the chalitza should not take effect. So the Gemara says,
Yibam
also you cannot make halat tonight. Yibam is chal, even if he didn't realize that was the Yivama, even the Shoigig, Brainus. He's screaming that he doesn't want to marry her. Even if she holds the gun and she forces him to do the Yibam, is also good, the Gemara says. Even though he's screaming, he doesn't want. Whenever you don't need Dasa Adam, and therefore you cannot make a tanai, so then you cannot postpone the halos till lachalam. But any maisa where you can make a tanai, so included in the parish of tanai is the ability to postpone the halos to a later date. So you can have gittin lachalam, kiddushin, mekachomemka lachalam, you can have afrashas truma lachalam.
But kiddushin is some answer. You give it a din, right?
So that's what the Gemara points out. There's one opinion that giving over the ring does a shine on ice, and we don't pass it like that. Yeah, that's the Rish Lakish holds like that. And we pass like Rabbi Yechon and in Kiddushin that's not considered a mice. Even they gave over the ring and he said a speech, Harei Mekodesh Esli, but he didn't stop there. He said, Harei Mekodesh Esli, Lach Lamed Yom. So the Halacha says, Al Pidin, it's not considered a mice until it comes the Yom Lamed. Up until Yom Lamed, it's only called the dibur. It's only called an expression of intent. An intent. Yeah. It's only called a machshava. So that's the Mishnah. If a man sends a shliach to deliver the get to his wife, so up until the time that the get is delivered, we only consider it dibur. Dibur means das, a machshava, an intent, but the halacha doesn't consider it a maisa. So if the husband either notifies the shliach, I change my mind, or he notifies the wife, I change my mind, so that does a shame, that's not bad. If he notifies the shliach, he notifies the wife, so at least there's not going to be any takola. The shliach knows that he's not supposed to deliver the get. The wife knows she's not supposed to rely on the get. But even if he makes a pronouncement in his city, the shliach he's not going to meet anymore, and the wife he's not going to see anymore. He makes an announcement in his city that he changed his mind, and we ascertain later that he changed his mind before the get was delivered also. We apply the din on the dibur and about the dibur. So what's going to be with the michshol? It's going to be a takana. It's going to be a takola. The woman is going to think that she's allowed to remarry and she's going to have children who are mamzer. It's going to be gefelach. So the Mishnah is going to continue on this. Imishi higia get liyada. What happens if the shliach already delivered the get to the woman? He already handed over the get. It's too late. The shliach already gave over the get to the isha. Then obviously it's too late for the husband to say, I changed my mind. She's already get. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. That what's the chiddush?
Yeah.
You need a Mishnah to tell me that after the mamish abis, imishi higia haget liyada. If the get already was delivered to the isha, shuv eni yochel levatlo. So we're going to discuss in the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. Barishayna. Historically, the practice used to be in the earlier generations that sometimes you would have a husband who would send a shliach to deliver the get to the wife. And then the husband would tracht zachibur after he sends the shliach, and he would change his mind, and he wouldn't be able to notify the shliach, and he wouldn't notify the wife. And the wife would go remarry based on the get. So that would be a terrible michshol. So there was a problem. So Barishayna, in the earlier generations, the practice would be, hayoyse bezn bimokom acher, the man would put together a bezn of three people to declare in their presence that he's mevatel, that he changes his mind. So Tosis points out this already is a takana that you need a bezin, because on the level of their eyes it doesn't make any sense that you should need a bezin. The halacha says asik dibo mevatel dibo. The halacha says he doesn't really need a bezin.
He has to say it in front of some people.
Two edim, yeah. You certainly have to have two edim lekim adavar, because this tachmamish adavar should be erva. This mamish adavar should be erva, no?
Yeah.
The shot is, if you hold like the Rambam, that he can appoint the shliach lahaylocha without Aden, so what about to back out from the shliach halocha? Also, he can back out without Aden. Can that be?
Yeah,
you can appoint the shliach lahaylocha without Aden in Karin Rambam, so he can back out also without Aden? Maybe. That's the question. What was the din deraisa? We're not sure. What was, Tais is going to talk about it later. They're not sure. But what's the din? In the earlier generation, there was already a problem. So once in a while, the husband would back out from the shlichas that he sent, and there was no way to know. He wouldn't notify the wife. He wouldn't notify the shlich. So they made a takana de rabban in the earlier generations. Hayoyse bezn b'mokamacha. You had to convene a bezn of three. So at least there'd be a little piercing. It doesn't really mean a bezn rabbanim dayanim talmid hacham shimon or rabbeisai. It's not that kind of a bezn. It's a bezn to have piercing. Three people. Three people is they'll let the word go out, and ultimately the woman will find out soon enough that the get was not valid. He lived in this city, and the get is sent to a different city. He lives in New York, and he sends the shliach to California.
But he convened the bed in
the place where he is. No, a place other than where the wife is. Other than the place where the get is going to be delivered, in his city. It means he would convene a get, he would convene a bezna in his city, where he lives, and say, I made a mistake, I changed my mind, I sent a shliach, and I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. So the din is asi dim about to leave. So they made a takana in the earlier generations to solve the problem partially, that at least you have to convene three to announce in their presence that you're changing your mind. It didn't really solve all the problems. It probably solved half of the cases. At least half of the cases, the fact that he convened three together to announce it would accomplish more piercing, and the woman would find out that...
Would it solve the case of the same city? That would solve that case.
Case in the same city, yeah. Ms. Thomas, she would find out soon enough. Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't modify herself.
Yeah, yeah. The same city is much less of a problem. She'll find out soon enough. But if it's far away, then you're really going to have a problem. So in the earlier generations, that was the whole takana de rabbanan that they instituted. This first Mishnah in HaShaleach is recording takonis that they instituted with the Rabbanim ifnei tikkun ha'olam, because people are going to fall in over here. So starting from this Mishnah, going on and on and on through the next perek. This is the fourth perek. Through the fifth perek, it's going to continue with various takonis ifnei tikkun ha'olam. It starts off, this is Maseches Gittin. It starts off, the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah talks about takonim ifnei tikkun ha'olam, getting divorced. And then after they get divorced, they're going to talk about collecting the ksuba. How do you collect the ksuba in Pnei Tikkun Olam? How do you sign a get in Pnei Tikkun Olam? Then it goes off about Prusbul is Tikkun Olam. Then it goes off nothing to do with marriage or divorce. And Gansen Tikkun Olam. Miscellaneous Tikkun Olam. Then it goes a whole perik. So it's really a perik and a half in the middle of Gittin. Has nothing at all to do with Gittin. We just started discussing Tikkun Olam. So we covered several other. We didn't cover the whole gamut of all the takonis. Then you look in the Tosefta, you have more. The Tosefta elaborates more about the Takonis Mifnei Tikkun Olam. One of the many Takonis Mifnei Tikkun Olam that appears here in the Tosefta is the issue of malpractice for doctors and for rabbis. For rabbis. Let's say there was a Din Torah and the rabbi paskin wrong. Made a mistake. He paskin wrong.
What is he told?
The Gemara says full of it. The rabbis can make mistakes. No, many, many cases. The rabbis, the Gemara has many, many cases. The rabbis make mistakes.
What is it? Shikla Das?
Has to be Shikla
Das. Sanhedrin, yeah.
Another has to be Shikla Das.
No. So the Gemara has such a case by a doctor. He made surgery and he made a mistake. He injured the patient in a serious way. So strictly speaking, he's really obligated to pay. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The Tosefta and Gittin discusses it. But then the best doctors are going to run away from the practice of medicine. Only the people who are so arrogant, who don't know anything, and who think that they're the world's geniuses, yeah, so they're going to practice medicine. So it's going to be no good. So they think in Olam, the Bezin should pater the experts, that they should remain in the field, and they shouldn't have to be afraid that they're going to have to... So if he's a mumche, so bezin paters of Mifnei Tikkun Olam. The same thing Rabbanim. Let's say the rabbi paskin wrong that your chicken is trefus, so you fed it to the dog or to the cat, whoever eats the chicken. I don't know. Then the rabbi realizes he made a mistake and it was really kosher. So to feed it to the dog, to the cat, you don't need glatt kosher flesh. You could have bought something else, cat food or dog food, which is much less expensive. So the rabbi made a hefset. Or there's a Torah between two balabatim and the rabbi paskin. So the Gemara says sometimes it's a grommet, and sometimes it's a garmi. Sometimes it's a garmi. The Gemara discusses. So the Gemara says, let's say there was a Torah between two balabatim, and the rabbi paskin, you owe him $500,000, and you paid him the money, and then the rabbi realizes he made a mistake, and it's his fault that you paid the money. That's called garmi. So the din is that the rabbi has to pay to make good. He's an adam mamazik, has to pay. So the rabbi's going to have to pay, so the good rabbanim who know halacha will not want to get involved in any din Torah. They may have to lose all of their money plus more in paying up. All they need is a doctor needs one case of a malpractice suit, he can go broke and they'll close up his practice. So if they take an oilam that the Sefta has, they relieve the expert dayanim from paying in a case of toll la'isham, in order to encourage them to remain in the field.
There's a place was there in Sanhedrin that says he should know better. Not impossible.
Taisa says the following. Taisa says Akasha, if it's Garmi, he's not Adam Amazik Diadayim. Based on my psak, you fed it to the dog. Based on my psak, you paid him the money. So I didn't do it Diadayim. That's a little bit indirect. So it's Garmi. A grum of Benazik in his pot. If I did something and indirectly, I caused the hefset, so I don't have to pay. Garmi means if it's partially indirect, a little bit. So Taisa says, the Gemara says, this case is Garmi. It's the fault of the rabbi that you fed it to the dogs, or the fault of the rabbi that you paid the money, but it's only Garmi. So Taisa holds Garmi is only Midi Rabbanon, and therefore it's only a penalty Midi Rabbanon if he did it to Mezid. You don't look on to Shogot to Mezid. You don't make a penalty of Garmi when he made the Hezek B'Shogot. The Machlek is Taisa in the Ramban. The Ramban sheet is that Garmi is a Dinderaisa, because the Gemara calls it Danin and Dina de Garmi. The Gemara never called it Knosa de Garmi. The Gemara calls it Dina de Garmi. So the Ramban holds that as their right. But we don't paskin like the Ramban. The Shach writes in Chayshe Mishpat that he started writing a whole commentary, and the Ramban has a whole Sefer Kuntres Dina de Garmi. So the Shach writes, he started writing a whole long commentary on this Kuntres Dina de Garmi of the Ramban, and then he stopped in the middle because he felt that it's a waste, because he doesn't agree with the basic premise. The Ramban's basic premise is that Dina de Gami is a Dina v'loy Knosa, it's a Din de Raisa. The Shach says he can't agree, he holds like Tesis. He passed the Halacha like Tesis, that the Dina de Gami is only a Knas mid the Rabbanon. So since we passed him that it's only mid the Rabbanon, so Tesis Shita is Lokon to Shogigo to Mezid. The Gemara has in various places, when there's a Knas mid the Rabbanon, they only penalize if he did an Avla be Mezid. If he did it be Shogig, he violated Aver be Shogig, we don't penalize you. So Tosfos Frekt Akasha, what, the Rav Paskin the Mezid that the chicken is chased, that you should be, he made a mistake. He Paskin the Mezid that you owe him the $500,000. He doesn't want to do the Mezid to be mafsid you, he made a mistake. So Frekt Tosfos Akasha, is the Gami B'Shegig, why does he have to pay? So that's what Tosfos quotes in Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, that Shigigas Talmud Oyla Zodai. If the Talmud Chacham makes a mistake in Psak Aloche, we treat it like the Mezid. He should have learned better. That's called a pasheah. The Rabbanim are held responsible. It's called a pasheah.
How do you judge who's a mimsa?
It's also a problem. Yeah, a lot of details. Yeah. Anyway, this issue of the malpractice, that's in the middle of these Tosefta here. The Mishnah has two prokin about Tikkun Olam. And the Tosefta has more than the Mishnayos. The Tosefta always elaborates on the Mishnayos, has more cases. So
if you meet two Rabbanim and doctors, what about other professionals?
Lawyers.
This Knech that Tosefta adds on, that it's Garmi, and Garmi B'Shegik should really be Potter. So by a Rav who's doing learning, or by a doctor who's treating a patient, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. When the Rabbeinu Yoni writes on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shigigas Talmud, Eilo Zodin, Zlav Davke Talmud. He writes, B'Toyro B'Mitzvahs. When a person is Oisik doing a Toyro B'Mitzvahs, he's supposed to be extremely careful. And any mistake that he makes, we hold him responsible as if he had done it amazing. But let's say if he's a lawyer and he didn't, and he made an honest mistake, then it's Garmi B'Shegig. He's not really doing a Mitzvah. Business is business. He made a mistake and he made a Hefzid. That's called Garmi B'Shegig. So we would pass him like this, is Gami B'Shegig is Potter. The Ramban doesn't agree. He holds Gami as a Dina, and Gami B'Shegig is Chai. But we pass him like the Tesis, not like the Ramban.
This din of Oysi Bezin, wouldn't it be safer to make the Bezin at the place where the woman lives?
He's not there.
But he can't. He doesn't have a telephone. He can't. He's over here.
He's here. If you can do the best, you can do
it. So in the earlier, it says, Barishain, in the earlier generations, there was already a Takana, the Rabbanim of Tikkun Olam, which solved apparently half of the cases, most of the cases, but it didn't solve all the cases. The Takana was that when he changes his mind, Dasi Dibam Vatal Dibam, when the husband backs out from the Mina Ashlichus, he has to make his intentions clear in the front of three people. At least make Ashtikal Pirsum that the wife should hear about it before she falls in and gets married again. But in the later generations, they saw that it's not solving all the cases, so they felt they need a further takana. Hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin, there were two Rabbi Gamliels. Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin was Bizman Abayis, then was Rabbi Gamliel Diyavni, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. The second one was a descendant, a great-grandson or something, or the first one. There were three Reb Shimon Gamliels. That really makes the complication. There were three people with the name Reb Shimon Gamliel. Two of them were the sons of the two Rabbi Gamliels. And then the third Reb Shimon Gamliel was another one. So that sometimes is a major problem, because the Gemara says, Kamok Mishishana Reb Shimon Gamliel Mishna Seinu Aloha Kamaisa. We always pass on like Reb Shimon Gamliel whenever his opinion appears in a Mishnah, except for certain cases. Yeah. So the Kesem Mishnah says that's only one of the three Reb Shimon Gamliels, not all three. So you got to judge by the context, who is he talking to?
Which one is he?
By the context, whoever he's talking to, you can figure out which one is the doctrine of this in Ashtikal history, to know who was a contemporary of whom. In order to know how to paskin, there are problems with Rambams. The Rambam doesn't always paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the Kesem Mishnah says, no, that's the other Reb Shimon Gamliel, that's the other one. So anyway, so this is Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin. This is the first Rabbi Gamliel, Bizman Abayis. So he made a further takana. The original takana only solved some of the cases, not all the cases, that when he's mevatel, the shlichus, he should do so in the presence of three. Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin made a further takana that you can't be mevatel, period. Shaloyihu Osin Kane. We don't allow you to be mevatel the shliach. Unless you have the ability to notify the shliach or to notify the wife before the get is given. But to leave them like this in such a predicament, we don't permit you. That's a machlokes nigmar. We don't permit him. What if he's a shagis and he goes ahead and he does it? Bitloy. Do you say bitla mevutl? Bidiyeved, he didn't listen to the takanas Rabbi Gamliel. So do you say bidiyeved, the bitl is, the bitl of the shlichas is still a good bitl? So you're back where you started. So it'll cover most of the cases. Most of the people will be nice.
But if he's
mevatel
his words, this is the right halacha. Yeah. Because he can back out. And with the Rabbanon, he doesn't allow you to back out. So now the Shabbat, what if you went ahead and you did back out? So you violated the Averis. So call me
a Rosh.
So that's the Machlekes Nigmar. Do we say that even B'dieved, the get is not valid? But he's saying, no, what do you mean the get is not valid? Do you say Minatoira he backed out from the shliches, so the get is no good? So you say, but that's not fair. So the, included in Takanas from Gamliel was it's not permissible for you to back out from the shliches. And even if you did, you didn't accomplish anything, and the shliches is good and the get is good. Or do you say no? What do you mean? How can he say the get is good? Madaraisa, the woman is still an Eishes Ish. I say the Chacham have the ability to allow a woman to remarry. So the Gemara is going to discuss that machlokes, and how can it be? How can it be?
That's the halacha today.
Comes up once in a while. Yeah. Rabbi Soloveitchik told us a crazy case that he had many years ago, that a woman got married to a person in the Boston area, and after she got married, she found out that he was a criminal. A man from the Unterwelt, as he described it. And then she was very observant, she was very religious, and she had a lot of trouble trying to get rid of him. So finally, he agreed to give a get, but he was very wealthy, but he was an extortionist, he wanted she should give him a large sum of money, which was very difficult for her. Finally, they put together all the money. But she didn't trust him to give him the money until he gives the get. So as it turned out, I think the get was written on Erev Shavuos, something like it was written before Shavuos, and Rabbi Soloveitchik, I think, was holding the money, and after the get was given, after the get was written, they gave it to a shliach. They didn't get along, so the shliach was going to give the get to the woman. So after the husband walked off with the money, I think a check, and he already went to the bank, and he deposited the check in the bank. So on Leil Shavuos, he got up in shul. And he made, the Rav said that his father given Ashtikol Yedea Sefer, so his father must have given him the Yetzer. So he made an announcement in Shul, he's Mevatel the Shliach, he doesn't allow the Shliach to give the get. And it was all in the Boston area, so the woman found out about it 1, 2, 3, before the Shliach delivered the get. It was one against the tumult, and he had already cashed the check. So Zolechik told us how he felt that he solved the problem. It was a big kulik. Why he was makel to say that the bittel that the husband had made, he didn't word it properly. The father of the character was a Yedea Sefer, but not enough. Rabbi Soloveitchik knew more. Had to learn a little bit more than the father. So he decided, he got the Gvia Seder, what exactly did he say? And said, Nishgishtim to 100%. So he threw it out and he said they should give the get and forget about it. Yeah, it comes up once in a while. Neretz Yisrael, they have these assault, and once in a while you have a crackpot who does such shtiklach.
Is it not Kiddushay
Tal?
Find out that the
person is a criminal? It's hard, yeah, sometimes no. The Mishnah has in Ksubis, a man gets married and he finds out that she has a serious disease, or she finds out that he has a serious disease, or a major mum. So the Mishnah says you still need a get. Let's say the husband finds out the wife has a major problem. So the Mishnah says he has to give her a get if he doesn't want to remain married with her, but he doesn't have to pay her any ksubah. So the Gemara asks, Manamshah, what is it? He has to give a get as haste that the Kiddushin is chal, so let him have to pay the ksubah. He says he doesn't pay the ksubah because it's Kiddushin Toya, so what does he need a get for? So the Gemara has two terutzim on the Mishnah. One terutz is, it's a suffix. So you go to Chumrah here, And a suffix whether it's Kiddushi Toys or not. If he would have known, he wouldn't have married her. Maybe some misafik. It's not a vadai, so then you have to give the gift. But misafik, you don't have to pay the ksuba. That's one answer the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives another answer. Menatayro, it's mamish Kiddushi Toys, and you don't even need a gift. And the Rabbanu, they were machma that you need a gift. So based on that sugya, the Achrayim have long, long discussions. What if it's not Stam? He finds out that she has a wooden leg, he finds out she has a glass eye or something. He finds out she's dying from cancer. Mamish! She's going to die from cancer within 2 months. That's worse. What are people marry? A woman with a wooden leg. She has other... Who's going to marry a woman dying from cancer in 2 months? That doesn't make any sense at all. Or she finds out that he's homosexual. Or she finds out that he's absolutely a criminal. Absolutely mishugah tzedrei, mishugah aftoi. So maybe if it's a mum gadol meyoid, maybe then you don't even need a get. And the Rabbanu said they have long discussions on this, Beis HaLevim, before and after. The person have long discussions. When do you need a get in the Rabbanu? When don't you even need a get in the Rabbanu? Sometimes you can declare that you don't need a get at all, but you need Tamir HaChamim, honest Tamir HaChamim, to fast in such a shayla.
I think we had a shayla about common law marriages.
That's a different. That's a different question. That's a different question. Was there ever a kiddushin?
Yeah, but in other words, even though halachically you say there wasn't any kiddushin, still certain people insisted after doing it. Yeah.
Somehow that there was kiddushin. Rav Henkin was always machmer that we consider it that there was kiddushin because they were living together. Kederach ishti ish. So that's kiddushi biya. other cases, yeah. You see, one of the modern rabbis published an essay 35 years ago. One of the rabbis published an essay that why do people get divorced? Obviously they were mismatched, usually. Obviously they were mismatched. Because the chikloi muslim affair, that is a mistake from day number one. So therefore you don't need a get. And he pinned this on Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. It's Kiddushin Tois. And he pinned it on Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Why? Because there was a... girl who was going out with a boy and they got married, and then at the chasana dinner he was mishugi, he was always under treatment. At the dinner he had a nervous breakdown, and he never lasted till a benching. They took him away to a hospital from the dinner. They never lived together at all. When he finally was well enough to give a get, so the woman insisted she wanted a get, so they got divorced. So the shayla was, this girl was a very religious girl, so she was going to cover her hair if she's married. The din is, even after you get divorced, you also have to cover your hair. So the woman asked her, Moshe Feinstein, does she have to cover her hair or not? It's Nachmamish at Kiddushi Toys. If she would have known that the guy was institutionalized 5 times before, he never told her anything. She said she would never have married him. So Moshe wrote a tshuva, he can make olzayin on the premise that a married woman has to cover her hair. So Moshe Feinstein felt that that's a din min haTorah. A divorced woman has to cover her hair, so Moshe holds that that's only a din min haRabbanan. In this case, since you're dealing only with a din haRabbanan, and it's a suffix, whether it maybe was a kiddushin tois, maybe they really did need to get, so he was mekel. So, because if the girl's going to have to cover her hair, it's going to be very difficult to get a shidduch who wants to marry a girl, she goes on a date with a tichel, or with a shekel. And 35 years ago, they didn't have such pretty shaykhim like they have now. So the girl didn't cover her hair, and she married a prominent rabbi in the Bronx. They lived happily ever after. So that's what this rabbi published his essay 35 years ago, that Rav Moshe Feinstein zoktach, that if there was a mistake in the marriage, he talked about institutionalized.
Yeah.
The man went to an insane asylum a few times for a few nervous breakdowns. And then at the chasana, he had a nervous breakdown in the middle of the dinner. So this rabbi quotes her, Moshe Feinstein writes that if it's a Kiddusha Torah, so you don't need a get at all, Mikar Adin, it's only a Chumrah. So the day will come that the rabbis will realize, based on Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, that any marriage that ends up in divorce because it's a Gloy Muslim affair, that they were mismatched from the very beginning, it's a Kiddusha Torah, and you don't even need a get, and a Chumrah, you should have a get, but if you can't do it, so you don't need even a get. So that's the dozen that they put together last year, a couple of months ago, they put together a dozen to be matu all the agunas. That rabbi is still hacking away. It's Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak. He published this essay 35 years ago, I remember. So So at that time, they showed it to Rav Soloveitchik, so he said, that's ridiculous. And if I buy a stock and the stock goes down, it's like a mekach toes. I would have known the stock. That's Taisus Kash on a Gemara. There's a Gemara that has something like that. A man got married, and it turns out no good. So the Gemara says it's Kiddusha Toes. So Taisus Frek Takash. And if a man buys a house and the real estate goes down, a man buys stock and it goes down, it's Kiddusha Toes. So Taisus explains why it's only in this rare case, and the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma doesn't apply in other cases. So Abzaveitchik, I remember, said at that time that that was ridiculous to say that any case that it turns out that there was a misunderstanding, that's Kiddusha Toes. That's certainly not correct.
Should them could be mamzerim then? Because if like the chilat was the marriage, or not mamzerim, at least not mamzerim.
They don't have to wait. It's not mamzerim.
But
that's
left done.
Okay. No, but it's not so. It's not correct. In rare instances, in very rare instances, the Talmid HaChacham who know the dinim will be able to declare that you don't even need a get. You don't even need a get, not penatar, not medirabona, not michumer, vizmamish, kiddusha toys. If you have such a strong omdir in the muchaf that is absolutely crystal clear that they would have never gone through with the marriage if they would have known this piece of information, then sometimes we will declare that it's kiddusha toys and you don't need a get. The original takana that you need a bezdan 3 to back out? Probably not. It's more of a problem by a get than it is by kiddushin. I mean, it can create havoc by kiddushin also. The girl's going to think that she's married and that she's not going to go out with anybody, and then she's going to find out a year or two later, but it's probably less. Yeah, you only find it was by a get.
Rabbi, the fact that that wedding, that marriage was ever consummated with a young man went crazy, taken away from the farm at the wedding. The fact that it was never consummated, that having ramifications as far as covering the hair.
Once you have Kedushin.
Kedushin is with Kedushin.
As far as covering the hair,
it was never consummated.
Should have been. Ramosha's own opinion, in this tshuva he doesn't talk about that. Ramosha's own opinion was, and other tshuvas he writes about, his opinion was that a woman doesn't have to, when a woman gets married, she doesn't have to cover her hair until after they're actually living together, until after Bias Mitzvah, before Bias Mitzvah not. So in this case, Bechlalde, even if she would have been married, she wouldn't have to cover her hair. But he said even more than that, Mama Shekidusha Toys. So first the Gemara has a long comment on the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah writes, the first line of the Mishnah writes, the man sent the shliach to deliver the get to his wife, and he happened, incidentally, to bump into the shliach. Why does the Mishnah comment, why does the Mishnah write it like that, v'higia b'shaliach? Why doesn't it say he chased after him and he called him up? So the Gemara says, it tells me a chiddush, that one might have thought that since he only met the shliach casually, and he says, oh, by the way, you didn't give the get? Yeah, I'll tell you what, don't give the get, I changed my mind. So maybe since he didn't make a whole issue out of it, he didn't go out of his way to notify the shliach, maybe he only was kidding. When he backed out and he said, don't give the get, maybe he only meant to torture his wife. Maybe he really didn't mean it, and maybe he really intended to leave the shliches and let the shliach deliver the get to his wife. He just wanted to cause a little aggravation to the wife.
Therefore
the shliach should still have the ability to
get
the get. So the Mishnah says no, even though the husband didn't really make a point of meeting the shliach, he just coincidentally bumped into him. So still I say that if he told the shliach, don't give the get, he really means it. Well, he means what he says. Okay, then the Gemara goes through. The Gemara just repeats. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara goes through about 15 lines of that. Right before, about 15 lines from the bottom of the Yomah, the Gemara quotes that line in the Mishnah that we found very difficult. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah right after the word Kamash Malon. So it says, Imishihigia, the line begins with the word Mishihigia. Imishihigia get liyada, ene yocha levatla. If the shliach already delivered the get to the wife, then it says in the Mishnah, it's too late. The husband cannot back out anymore. Afraid the Gemara, just like Mamish, Pshito. Why didn't you need a mission to tell me that he can't back out after the get that was already delivered? The woman is already divorced. And for the Gemara, Loi Tzvicha, the Chiddush in the Mishnah is the following. The Mahadar Aleme Korolevatule. The husband is chasing, running.
And he didn't.
He sends a Shliach to go to Brooklyn to give the get to his wife. And nobody has a telephone, so he can't. Then the husband is running from Manhattan, he's running to Brooklyn. The Shliach is ringing the bell of the woman's home, and he has the two Aiden with him, and he's about to go in. And then the Shliach sees the husband, gets off of the train, walks out from the train station, and the husband is running and screaming and waving his hands. So what does the husband want? He's waving his hands, Vos Villa. The husband is screaming out loud, but there's nobody there to hear. Or the husband is waving his hands, he's running so fast he can't scream anything. He's running, he wants to tell the Shliach, don't give the get. Shliach doesn't know, so the Shliach sees the husband is waving his hands. He thinks that he means, hurry up, let's go, I want to get rid of this wife already. So the Shliach rings the bell, and she opens the door. He says, your husband appoints me a Shliach to give it a get. Here the egg, right, give the get. Then the husband finally reaches the house. He says, you didn't give the get yet. I'm a Vatla guy, I changed my mind. He says, no, I did give the get already. So that's what the Gemara says. Perhaps that's what the Mishnah means. If Mishihigia get liyoda, once the get was ready given to the woman, even though he was running, at the time that he was running, we didn't realize what he wants over here. We didn't realize what he has up his sleeve. But later on, when he comes, a minute or two after the get was already delivered to the wife, and he tells us what he has in mind, we put two and two in together, and we realize that that's what he meant all along, from the running. Or let's say he keeps on calling on a phone. He keeps on calling on a telephone, and he keeps on, and the operator, let's say the wife is talking on the telephone, whatever, and the operator says, emergency, breaking emergency, please pick up the phone. Mr. Hudson Close is calling, her husband is called. He keeps on calling, and she says, okay, she's soon going to hang up. Keeps on calling again. Let's say keeps on sending a fax to the woman's home, and the fax doesn't work. And every time she sees, there's a fax from her husband, another fax from her husband. And it just doesn't come out. She doesn't know what he wants. Until after the Shliach gives it yet, then finally he sends the fax again. I changed my mind, darling. I want to make peace. I don't want to divorce you. It's too late. So the Gemara says, Mao detema, one might have thought. How does the Gemara say? Igloi milsev. Now you put two and two together. So we realize, Igloi milsev mafreja betuli batle. The husband changed his mind from before. So I would have thought that he really changed. He keeps on faxing, calling on the phone until he finally gets through and he says what he wants. That's what he wanted from the very beginning, and he backed out from the shlichas before the get was delivered. No, that since the get was given, so the get is come. So that's what Taisus has a discussion. Why yes and why no?
It's only if he's a goyin is a problem.
Only if he's a goyin,
it's a goyin.
Marry again,
let him remarry. Okay, let him remarry her. Right?
If he's a goyin, then he can.
If he's not a goyin, he can remarry her. Okay. Yeah. If she's prepared to remarry him.
Yeah, well. If she wants
to go. Okay. Yeah.
If you hold that she means that she's the shaliach, the same court as the mashaleah, they have to be, have the whole conversation, be held by the crowd.
Shliach has the power like the Mishnah. Why?
Because if the Baal has the power to revoke,
you
don't really know whenever a Shliach comes if he really has the power to go through maybe the guy with Fatah.
We assume that he's still a Shliach. If it'll turn out that the husband backed out before, it turns out the Shliach was Mishkin Shliach. He really wasn't a Shliach. We assume that he's a Shliach until we know otherwise. If we'll ascertain later that he backed out before the get was given, so the Shliach was not Mishkin Shliach. Yeah.
I have a shot on Pasha Redis here. We learned before that if the person says, if I don't come back to you in 30 days, here's your get. He's about to come back and he gets stuck, stranded on his screen. He can't get the bus, he waves.
Right. Igmar is going to talk about it. Igmar is going to bring it. Yeah, yeah.
This is the same thing.
Related, yes. Igmar is going to cover that case. We're going to get to that.
If he sends the facts, and he has proof that he sends the facts, but it didn't go through, the obligation to whittle the get, it doesn't have to get to her, the announcement. All he has to do is the miser of whittle. The moment he put in the facts, if he can prove it, he put it into the facts, it'll be delicate.
Why do you say this?
If he expressed his opinion in the presence of three, the Bez Din.
The fact is even more. Yeah, the proof of the fact that he put in.
But nobody knows
exactly,
about it.
Not exactly. If he expressed it in the presence of three, then the Mishnah says that he cancels the Shliach. According to the early Takon, he cancels the Shliach.
Earlier, there was no, you didn't need any Bez Din.
Originally, he didn't need a Bez
Din. So, let's
say here there was nobody there. Yeah. He's all by himself, keeps on trying the facts, and it doesn't work. He tries again. He can prove later, based on the thing.
He made a mindset.
He can prove.
All he has to do is the mindset.
Yeah, but there were no Edim at the time, there was nothing. See, if he notifies the wife or the Shliach before the get is given, this is Nicha. That's okay. But if he didn't notify them, then he has to back out from the Mina Shlichus in the presence of Edom, in the presence of the Bez Din. He didn't do that. So that's what the Mishnah says.
The order of the proof is on him.
Yeah, that's what it sounds from the Mishnah.
The order of the proof, the proof is on him.
That's what it sounds like.
If we said before, in Ensign Begit.
Yeah.
So isn't that the same thing here? I mean, if he didn't reach it, then the get becomes Chal.
Einonis Begitten is a little different, no. Einonis Begitten, that's the case that
he
said.
Yeah.
The husband gives the get al hatnai. The get was given al hatnai.
Right.
And the kiyam hatnai took place by Einonis. That's different. He sent the shlich to give her get, no tanai. Then later on, he wants to back out from the mina shliches, and he's in a state of onus that he can't back out because the telephone conked out. The fax machine is not working. That's not called Einonis Begitten. Einonis Begitten means he gave a get al hatnai, and there was kiyam hatnai, but the kiyam hatnai occurred by Einonis. So min ha-Torah, Einonis cancels the kiyam hatnai, and the Rabbanan made a takana, the Einonis does not cancel. It's not the same. Here he wants to back out from the whole get. It's different.
Well, here the shliach needs to, the kiyam for the shliach will be better than the baal. The baal is not, there is no das ha-baal to get her, to get the person. Why should he have to pray? He's correct as much as comes from the baal. The Baal doesn't want it. How can he say I'm going to get? How can he give it a get? By his actions, we're seeing that when he gave the get, the Baal didn't have his daughter to give it to him. So he can't, and his whole kayach comes from the Baal.
But that's the halacha. Once the Baal appoints a shliach, the shliach has a right to act, unless the Baal cancels the shliach. So that backing out from the shlichus has to be in the presence of witnesses. Or in the presence of a bezin with the rabban. If he didn't back out in the presence of Adam, in the presence of bezin, so his backing out is no good. So the shlich still remains, and the shlich can function. That's the legal principle. So the Gemara says, "Kamash malon." I would have thought that since later on we put two and two together, so now we realize that's what he was running about. That's what he kept on trying to fax him, kept on trying to call on a telephone. Kamash malon, you don't say like that. So Tosis wants to know. Why yes and why no? He said, forget about the Gemara. What do you say the halacha should be? Should be yes or should be no? So Taisa says, well, what's the din in the following case? So they quote from Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. Take a look on Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. This is a famous case. All the children in the yeshivas know a little bit about this case. Whenever there's a machlokes between Abai and Rava, so the Amoraim voted on all the cases, and as it turned out, the din is always like Rava, except for Yalkagam. There are six cases where we pass on like Abai, and the Rashi Tevis of the six cases where we pass on like Abai is Yalkagam, Yudai, Lamed, and Kuv Gimel Men. The words don't mean anything, it's just the Rashi Tevis of the six cases. So one of those, the Gimel case, two of those cases are. It's a Rashi Tevis that the Gemara has. So two of those cases, we're not too sure what they are. Machlekes Rashi and Tevis, what the Rashi Tevis stands for. But at least four out of the six cases, we know for sure what it is. The Yud is Yishol Amidas, and the Gimel of the Yal Kigam, is this Gemara, Gilui Daita Begita. So the Gemara tells this case, 1-6 lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. There was a character by the name of Gidl Bariyali. He's the husband. That's his name? Fafal. Gidl Bariyali, and he's divorcing his wife. So what did he do? He sent a shliach to deliver a get to his wife. Gidl Bariyali, Shadala Gito Lidvisu, he sent a get to his wife. Doesn't mean he sent it in the mail. He sent a shliach, Lailocha, to deliver the get and to say, Hariyah Mugureshis. Azal shlicha. The shliach went to the wife's home. Ashkecha, he finds the wife to have a yosva benavla. The wife is sitting and knitting. So the shliach says, I have a get for you. So she says, don't bother me now, I'm knitting, come back later. So he listens, Shliach listens, so he doesn't give it again. Omar Loho Gitech, Shliach said, hey, I gotta get for you. Omar Lei said, the wife tells the Shliach, Zilhashta, go away now. Zilhashta Meho, go away from here right now, I'm busy knitting. Tolamocha, come back tomorrow. Okay. So the Shliach listens to the instruction, it goes back to the husband. He says, what happened? Oza Legabei, to Omalei, he goes back to the husband, he tells him, I went to your wife, she was busy knitting, she said I should come back tomorrow, then I'll come back tomorrow. The husband says, Baruch Hashem that you didn't give the get. But he didn't finish the sentence to say, don't give the get. He didn't say, I changed my mind, don't give. He just says, Baruch HaTev, I made the blessing, should be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Altsiz Min HaShemayim, good that you didn't give the get. So what does he mean by that? He probably means, I changed my mind, don't get, he only means, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow is a more besug of the G'day, but today is Friday the 13th, tomorrow is bad. It means I changed my mind, good. Min HaShemayim, they helped me out. So he said, Baruch HaTav Amit, but he never said explicitly, don't give the get. He only gave a gilui dai to the Gita.
He had more peres of her. He could eat more peres.
Okay, okay, for another day.
Yeah.
No, so the Gemara assumes that the Mashmoyas is that he's backing out. That he says, Pasach liyoma, the husband opens up his mouth and he says, Baruch HaTav Amit, blessed should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything turned out well, that you didn't deliver the get. So now then the Chacham didn't take the hint. The Shliach didn't take the hint. So he goes back the next day, and the wife is not knitting, and he gives her the get. And he says, Harei Zegitech. Then the husband later on says, what did you do? I said, yesterday, Baruch HaTev HaMeit, what did you give the get for? Shliach says, I didn't understand that that's what you meant. But all the other people who were standing around when the husband said, but they all understood that that's what he meant. They changed his mind. Says Gibana Machlekes Abai Verava, what's the din in such a case? If the husband would say explicitly, I changed my mind, that's the din in the Mishnah, the Rossi Dibur, or Mavatal Dibur. The Hashail is the husband never said explicitly, I back out, but what he did say is not Sisra Torah. What he said is pretty clear. The Shliach obviously wasn't so sharp. Wasn't so sharp. But you didn't have to be a genius. All the other people did understand what the husband was driving at.
What else could he mean?
Wait till tomorrow. Baruch Hashem, another day, another day. He won't have the Shanda being divorced today. He'll only wait till tomorrow. No, but the Shliach didn't understand. But everybody else did understand that it means no get. He's backing out.
What did you story with Rav Soloveitchik? The physiology is important. You saw the story before with Rav Soloveitchik in Boston.
Yeah.
So the phraseology.
Oh yeah, the Gemara is going to have. Yeah, Gan Sasugi about the phraseology. Yeah, over here.
So here also the phrase wasn't that.
Abai says Baruch HaTev HaMeitiv V'loy Batal Gita. Since he didn't say Klar and Deitlach that he's backing out. No, Baruch HaTev HaMeitiv, he backed out from the Shlichus for Batal Gita. And the get is no good. Everybody understands that he backed out. So the Gemara says, B'maykom v'fligi v'oz b'shteta machlokes. This is the famous machlokes, the Gimel. Of Yalkigam, Begilui Daita, Begito, Kamafligi. That's Machlekes. The husband was Megala Das in a roundabout way, camouflaged a little bit without being explicit. Abai, Yisav Abai Shitis, Gilui Daita, Begito, Lav Milsahi. To back out from Amina, Osi Dibur, Mavatal Dibur, has to be more explicit than that. If it's only by inference, that's not good enough. Or Harai, that the Chacham didn't understand.
Yeah.
The Tipish didn't understand. All the other people did chap, except for the main Shliach. Person over here, the Shliach, didn't understand. And Rava says, no, what do you mean? You let die to begin to know, see, it is good. So the Gemara tells, there was the Maisa Shahayan and the Psak, Agansa Arichas. That's the Machloikas of Ivarov. What's Taka the Machloikas of Ivarov? What's the Machloikas? Very unclear. Very unclear. Except there's the Pasha Pshat. I mean, the time of Sefer Yosha has big difficulties on this Gemara to understand what are they fighting about. I remember when we learned this in Rav Soloveitchik, what's Taka the Machloikas Abai Verova? What's the Machloikas? Very unclear. Very unclear. Except as the Pasha Pshat, I mean, the time of Sefer Yosha has big difficulties on this Gemara to understand what are they fighting about. I remember when we learned this in Rav Soloveitchik Shia. It's very difficult. Manav Shach the Rav Yestakasha. If the din is in the Gemara that Dvarm Shebelev Ein Advar. Let's say we're putting on a play. And we have 5 showings of the play. And in the play, the boy gives a ring to the girl and says, hurry up, mekudeshesli. He says it on Sunday night, and on Monday night, and on Tuesday night, and on Wednesday night, and on Thursday night. So what, is he marrying the girl? It's the a play. Everybody knows it's a play. So it's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. A mock marriage. If it's an umdin, even though he says, hurry up, mekudeshesli, and have a Masada Kiddushin, somebody dressed up, a rabbi, and everything. Everybody knows a play. You shouldn't do it. But if such a case would come up, we would probably paskin that she's ain't a mukodesh, because it's a I, but he said hariyah mukodeshesli. Nah, dvarm shabalev, you don't say dvarm shabalev, ain't a dvarim, he has in his heart that it's a joke. Dvarm shabalev, obalev kolodim, everybody knows that it's a play, it's just a game, it's just a joke. We all know he's gone with somebody else, and she's gone with somebody else, and they're not interested in it. Yeah, the whole thing is a play, everybody knows that it's a joke. So whenever you have umdin in the muchach, whenever it's clear to everybody, so then we don't say dvam shebelev ein dvam, we say that's dvam shebelev bobelev kolodim aleph hashtein, what's going on over here, so that's okay. If there's no umdin in the muchach, if it's not clear, let's say a boy takes out a girl on a date, in the middle of the date, they're in a restaurant, and he gives a clap on the table, and he says, are there any religious Jews here? And they raise their hand, and he says to the girl, harem mukodeshesli betabazu, so it looks like he really means it. Then he says in his heart, he didn't know what that meant. He thought harem kodeshes means an engagement ring. He didn't mean to get married. Hareat meuresus lamazon. This hareat arusasi. He meant in modern Hebrew arusa means engagement, and the Edom don't know modern Hebrew. They know the mechumish in biblical Hebrew in the Gemara. Arusa means that she's married. So when he's going to tell me a story that he meant to get engaged, but the Edom didn't know that, that's called vam shabalei veinu dvar. To the best of our understanding, he just got married to the girl. So there we would say, Dvam Shabalai Veina Dvar. He said, Hare Amukudesh, so she's married. So what's the story over here? When the husband heard from the Shliach that he went to the woman's house and she was busy knitting, and she said, come back tomorrow, I have no time for you today. And then when the Shliach delivered the message to the husband, he says, Baruch Atei Vameitei. So did the husband mean to back out from giving the get or not? So if it was an umdin in the muchach, if it was clear to all the intelligent people except for the half-wit, if everybody understood what the husband was driving, Abaye understood, and Rav understood, and the husband understood, and everybody else, just the shliach didn't understand. If it's an umdin in the muchach, so zvam shebelib obelev kolodim habu dvarim, so then Rav is right. Gili daita begito havimilsehi. So why do we pass him like Abaye? Why does Abaye disagree? And the Gemara says it didn't. On the top line, on Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Behilchus of Nachmeni." So he passed like Abaye. Abaye's real name was Nachmeni. Abaye was a nickname. His real name, he was named after his uncle, Rabba. He had the same name as his uncle. He wasn't named after his uncle. Rabba Bar Nachmeni was an uncle of Abaye, so he's named after the grandfather, Nachmeni. So his real name was Nachmeni, and we call him a nickname Abaye. Rav also, it wasn't his real name. Rav is also a nickname. Rav is a nickname. Most of the names of the Gemara are nicknames. Anyway, so Abaye is a nickname, Rav is a nickname. So the Gemara says, we pass from like Nachmeni means we pass from like Abaye. This is one of the, Rashi says on the top of Lamed Dalet on the base, this is the Gimel of Yal Kegam, that Gili Daita Begito is Lav Milsi. So the Shaita is Manavshach. That's the difficult question that the Rabbi Natan posed, the Rav Soloveitchik presented in a very sharp way. Manavshach, what's the meduber here? If when he said Baruch Atah Vameitev, it was umdin in the muchach, everybody understood that's his way of saying I back out. So dvam shabalib obalev kolodim havadvarim. So he backed out from the shlichus. So of course the shliach cannot give it. How can you say otherwise? Of course Rav is right. The gila daita begita havimilsa. Ella, am I going to say it wasn't dvam shabalib? Wasn't an umdin in the muchach? Wasn't so clear? The shliach wasn't a half-wit. Shliach was just as sharp as everybody else, and it wasn't so clear what the husband meant by saying Baruch Atah Vameitev. So why should Rav hold that Gilei Daita B'Dikta Havi Milsa? What is the room to dispute? What is the machlokes if it's an umdin in the muchach? Doesn't look like it. What they compare one case to the other? If it's a local machlokes here, whether this is umdin in the muchach, so what do they make a tzushtal to any other case? Each case you have to judge in individually, on its own merits. Is it an umdin in the muchach based on what the husband said and did or not? So Lechaira, what you have to say, very strange Gemara, very strange Gemara. What you have to say, I think, is the following. We know, from various halachas, we know that the das that's necessary to give a get is a higher level of das than the das that's needed to go shopping, to buy an automobile, or to buy real estate. $5 million real estate, you only need a lower level of das. To be Mekadosh and Isha, you need a higher level of das. And to be Mekadosh and Isha, you even need a higher level of das than to be Mekadosh and Isha. There arise from details in Halacha that das, Gerishin requires a higher level of das than Kiddushin, which in turn requires a higher level of das than Mekach HaMemka, which in turn requires a higher level of das than the Dorf. The Dorman is Iris and Shavuos and Hekdeshes, that's called Das HaFlor. That's a lower das. It's easier to create such a das. Even a kid before bar mitzvah, 12 years old, that's called Mufla Samagliyish. He's not even bar mitzvah yet. The year before bar mitzvah, the neder is binding. Either menatayr or menderabbanon, however it is, but the fact that the neder is binding shows that that's a lower level of das. It's easier to accomplish such a das. Mekach HaMemka, to deal in business menatayr, for sure you have to be bar mitzvah. That's a higher level of das. There's hataras nedarim. There's no hataras nedarim. Let's say a guy bought real estate, a guy bought stocks and it went down. So he goes, he wants a hataras nedarim. If I would have known the stocks would go down, I would have never bought the stocks. So for nedarim, you can do such a thing. If I would have known that I'm going to get into trouble with this neder, so I would never have made the neder. So be matter the neder. So the bezin declares it's a neder betoy. So they say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The neder is neder betoy. If you buy stocks and it goes down, he says, oh, you give vald. If I would have known the stocks are going to go down, they're not going to make hataras nedarim. Because that's a higher level of das. It's harder, it's more difficult to accomplish such a das, and it's more difficult to declare that such a das is a das. Because no Pesach, he can't knock it off. If I would have known, it's not so easy to knock off such a das. Higher level of das than Mekach HaMemka is Kiddushin, you need Eidus L'Kim Adover. He has to express the das in public. Mekach HaMemka, you can do it privately, you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adover. Kiddushin needs a higher. And Rab Chaim has a Rambam where that the Rambam indicates that by Yaget, you need even a higher level of Das than what you require by Kiddushin.
How come a Goysis could do it?
No, that's the Machlekes. Whether Goysis can, we assume a Goysis can give a Get. A Goysis is a Bar Das. Usually a Goysis is Nishkin Bar Das. Usually a Goysis foaming at the mouth before he dies.
Right.
He doesn't know Bechlav what's going on. So that's Mamish Alab Bar Das. Shaiz, if you have a Goysis who's Klar and he knows what he's talking about, so that's a Machlekes indeed. Whether such a Goysis can give a get. And we assume that yes, the Gemara seems to say that yes. If the Goysis, even though he's half dead, but he's half alive. So we pass and the Goysis is alive, Goysis Kechai, and he is a Bar Das, and he can give a get. So the Pashta says that's what's going on over here. A get needs a higher level of Das than Kiddushin, which in turn is higher than Mekach HaMemka. So the Shad is like this, when you say, Osi Dibur or Mabatal Dibur, somebody expressed Das, expressed intent, but he didn't make the chalos yet. So you can always back out. Call osi dibur or mevatel dibur. I appoint the shliach to deliver the get, but the shliach didn't give the get yet. It didn't take effect yet. So I can back out until the time that the get takes effect. I give a get lach alamed yo. I give a get now that should take effect in another month, in another 3 months. It calls man, it doesn't take effect. If I back out, the whole get is not going to be chal, and I can remain with my wife even though I'm a kohen. She's not a grusha at all. So that's the din of Asi Diba and Batal Diba. So my later Das cancels my earlier Das because it was only Das, it wasn't a Maisa. I gave the get, the Halacha doesn't consider that. In Metzias there was a Maisa, the Halacha doesn't consider that. A Maisa, it's only called intent. So Lechara, the Svara dictates that if the Das that was originally expressed was a stronger, a higher level of Das, so to bump it off, to knock it off, you also need a higher level of das to back out from that.
Expressed fully, must be expressed fully.
So Lechaira, that's the machloikis Abai v'Rabbi. So Rabbi says, no, what do you want? At the gezokt, Baruch HaTeva Meitiv. Everybody with a half a brain understands that he backed out. He didn't say it explicitly. So the shliach was a little shvach hakop. He wasn't a moron. He had a little shvach hakop, so he didn't chop. But all the other people who were alert understood that the husband is backing out from giving the get. So that's called Osi Dibur Mabatal Dibur. Comes Abai and we pass like Abai. Abai says no. That since to give a get, you need a higher level of Das. So the Halacha considers that when he gave the get, he didn't give the get yet. He gave the get to the Shliach to deliver to the wife. So Abai holds, when he appointed the shliach to deliver the get to the wife, we consider it as if he has already expressed a higher level of das. So if you want to back out later, to cancel that shliach, you need a higher level of das. You have to be more explicit that even a shvacha kop should understand. So since the shliach, who wasn't so sharp, didn't chap, so that's the later expression of das, backing out the earlier. The earlier das hat er gechab, the shliach. The later das hat er nicht gechab. So it's not on the same level. It's weaker. So the weaker das cannot cancel the stronger das. That's how we pass on like Abai. That's what the Gemara says. The din is like Abai the Yalkiga. So now, there is a din of Yodis in the text of the get. There is a din of Yodis in the text of the get. Is it the din of Yad? The din of Yad is like this. Whenever you need a language, whether a spoken language or a written language, so if you have a beginning of a sentence and it's obvious, and you write b'chulei, and it's obvious what the end of the sentence is, even though it's missing in the document or it's missing in your speech, it's considered as if it was there. So for example, let's say you have a document and it has a half a sentence. The text is incomplete, but it's obvious what the missing word is. So then it's considered as if it would be complete. So the Gemara says if you have a get that's missing a couple of words, but it's obvious what the missing words are. Let's say the Sefer was writing quickly, he left out a couple of words, but it's obvious what the words are that are missing. So then everybody agrees that yesh yad
ligit. Why is this any worse? Why isn't this a yad? It's obvious here.
But when he expressed it.
This is different, no. That's the text. The text of the get, everybody holds it as a din of yad. What about is the yad when he gives the get, and he expresses das gerishin? So the Gemara has an ibayah the life shita in the Zohar. What about here? Whether yesh yad likidushin, already yad likidushin. Tata have an essay about this in the sefer. That big answer. Whether yesh yad likidushin. So the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? Yesh yad likidushin. The Mishnah says it's a yad likidushin. So the pasha, the answer is no. Yesh yad likidushin is on the text of the get, but on the das that has to be expressed at the time of giving the get, that's not so explicit. That's not beferish what the din is. So the Gemara has a suffix about that, whether Yad helps or not. So it could be that Yad would not help. That's the shayla over here. The das that's backing out from the original das has to be at least on the same level or higher as the original das was. So since the later das was only a gilei daita, gilei milsa begita, gilei daita begita, it wasn't so 100% klar. Varai that the shliach didn't chap. So therefore, we pass on like Abaye that such a later das cannot cancel the earlier das. The earlier das was more explicit. So now Tosis wants to know, what's the meduber over here? What do the Gemara have again on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph? The Mishnah said, once the shliach delivers the get to the wife, so long. If the husband expresses his interest in backing out, husband appoints a shliach to deliver a get to the wife. So calls van the shliach, didn't deliver the get yet. If the husband calls up the shliach, he calls up the wife and he says, I changed my mind. He changed his mind. So the shliach may not give the get. And even if he doesn't care and he gives it anyway, the get is not valid because the husband told him that he backed up from the shliach. That's good. But if the husband, once the get was ready given to the wife, the husband cannot back out. So the Gemara is pshita. So how can the husband back out? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a special case. The husband is running from the train station. Running. We don't know what he's running. And the shliach sees him running. So the shliach misunderstood. He thought that he wants him to hurry up and give the get fast. Lost the chais later, by the time he finally runs there, he says he backed out. He doesn't want him to give the get. So after he, and the shliach just gave the get a half a minute before. He thought that he wants him to hurry. So he hurried. And he gave the get already. And then after the husband comes, it's a gloy, a Muslim affair, that's what he was running about all along. So at the time that he was running, was he screaming out loud, don't give the get? Were the people who heard him scream, don't give the get? The Taisa says, no, there are people who heard him scream, don't give the get. That's better than Gilei Daita. There's no Machlekes Abayva over there. There's better than Gilei Daita the Gita. So it must be, he's running. We don't know what he wants with the running. We don't know what he wants. So if we don't know what he wants, it's the vayta pshita, so zvam shebelev ein advarim. A man has in his heart, he's running, he has no kayach to scream out loud. He's thinking in his mind, he didn't tell anybody, nobody heard him say it. He's thinking in his mind, he hopes he makes it before the shliach gives the get, he changes his mind, he loves his wife, going to make shalom bayis, he wants to patch up, he doesn't want the shliach to give the get to the wife. But he didn't tell it to anybody. There wasn't even a gili dait, nothing. So what is there to discuss? It's the chvaita pshita. So you need a mishnah to tell you that dvarm shebelav ein advar? The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Nun establishes that dvarm shebelav ein advar. So what do I need the mishnah to tell me that dvarm shebelav ein advar? So Tesis.
But ultimately he does say it.
Yeah, but he said it too late.
Too late. Too late. At the time that before the get was given, everything was mamish dvarm shebelav.
Yeah, but he's saying now, this is what I meant when I waved.
Taisa says, isn't it pshita?
Mele, he wants to feel unfair.
He was running, he had some estimate.
So Taisa says that svar. So Taisa says this svar. Taisa develops this concept that everybody's saying. Maybe when do you say dvarm shebelev einon dvarim? He could have said what he wants and he didn't.
Yeah.
Let's say the boy is in the restaurant and he screams out loud, any religious men here? Yeah. He says, gives him a hurry up mekudeshesli. He could have said to everybody, I met a nice girl, want to get engaged, I'm not getting married, I'm just getting engaged and I'm proposing and hurry up mekudeshesli. Zog, what do you want? To say getting engaged, so we understand, hurry up mekudeshes. You meant engage. You didn't. He doesn't say that. The Chacham makes an announcement. Any religious Jews, hurry up mekudeshesli. So it sounds like he's getting married. So since he had hoyeyachol ledav, he could have explained what he wants, and he didn't bother to. He didn't explain himself, and it wasn't self-explanatory. So then Allah says that dvarm shebelev ein advar. But if he did the maximum that he can possibly, he keeps on sending faxes and faxes. It doesn't come out. Keeps on calling on the phone. He can't get through. He's running down the block and he can't convey the message that he wants. He did everything that's in his capacity to do, and then later on we realize that he clearly had this Ram Shebelev all along. So maybe here I should say, Ram Shebelev, Habadvarim, since he did the maximum that he can do. Not bit. Maybe the din should be Ram Shebelev, Habadvarim over here. So what's the Kamash Malon? So what's the conclusion?
Says,
so Kamash Malam, that is not so. Or Kamash Malam in Atayr, it is so, and only Midrabbanan it's not so. So Tais is not sure. After they build up such a whole Havamina, then they have two versions of how you finish the Kamash Malam Nazvas. So first they say, Kamash Malam in Atayr, Yitake, right? The Dvam Shevalev Habadvarim. And in Atayr, the get is no good. The get is bottle. The get is bottle. And the woman is still an Eish Yisish. So Kamash Malon, that Midirabbanon, we ignore these Dvarm Shebelev, and we say that the get is good, and the woman may remarry. So Taisa says, what?
In
the Torah, the get is no good, and Midirabbanon, the get is good. Stachan Eish Yisish, how can they be mater? So Taisa is mutches on that. They mutcher on that.
But that's the same like with the Kamar Rav
Gamliel. Okay. Okay, yeah. we're going to have to talk about that also.
It's a little bit difficult because the Mishnah says Shiv Ainu Yuchel Levatloi. So the Mishnah doesn't say specifically that there's no get here. The Mishnah doesn't say.
But the Gemara is that's a sign that it must be this kind of a case. So Tais wants to know this kind of a case. What's the yes and what's the no? So first they build up this whole Havamina. Even though it's mamish advarm shebelev, and nobody knows since what he had in mind, but since he did the maximum that he has in his ability to do, I would have thought the ki hagavna advarm shebelev, habadvarim. Abulkar oisa kol mashi yochalasos on the last few narrow lines in the Tosis. They say, right where it says kiddushin daf mem tes, in this thin Tosis ma'u detema, in the skinny Tosis ma'u detema, it gets fat later. So the Tosfos says two lines before Kiddushin Mem Tes. They say V'yaf Agav, and even though Bialmo, in other places, in general, we pass. Ooh, there's Avin Adai. The guy sold his real estate in order to move to Eretz Yisrael, and the deal fell through, and he's home back again. He needs his house back again. So we pass in Dvarm Shebelev. Lo Yav Dvarm. Why? Kivin Shalei Choshesh Lefarish. He didn't. He could have spoken out. He could have said, "I'm selling the house because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael for false through. I don't want to sell the house." He could have explained it. He didn't bother. Says Kivin Shalei Choshesh Lefarish. Since he didn't explain, wrote Tushis Kaimadova B'Cholinyan, and then he have Das. Even if the deal in Eretz Yisrael falls through. Avokano is the kol mashiachal lasais. Here, what more do you want him to do? He did the maximum that he can do. Keeps on calling, keeps on faxing, he's running, and has no way to convey his message. So I would have thought, Vam Shebelev, Habadvarim. So what's the Kamash Malon? So first they say, Mikol Makom Midirabanan Asa'um. The Chachamim declared it, Midirabanan, as if Kidvarim Shebelev. And then they say, what's going on? What do you mean Midirabanan? The get is a good get, and the Torah is no good, so they work on that. Then they say, on the third wide line, no. Kamash Malon, that is nothing with nothing. Kamash Malon, that is incorrect. That you don't say, also call Mashiach Allah, did all that he could do, there's no more that he could do.
He
no.
Said
it
out loud.
He couldn't see.
In that case, we couldn't. There's no one to talk to. He's running. He needs all of his kechas to run. So Taisus has to do. Okay. Well, Lineta, next week we'll have to discuss a little more of this Taisus. What does Taisus have to say? It's a very important Taisus.
You have four more sparring here. Anybody wants it?
Yes, please.
Give me 1 second.
Good, please.
I have a slave for this, very unique. I had it printed, and there are some additions.
This is with
Japan and all this. If you find them interesting.
Was hat Karl Sprach von gesagt, es soll sich ein Hebel haben, der mit sich schon haben. Ich habe jetzt ein Mann, sie sagt, ich
habe ja die.
Okay.
Danger is my Torah.